Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, it is. How the heck are you today? The Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I could not wait to get here and blow right past that sign that says no food or drink allowed. Hold on. That's a Ninja Brewed coffee I brought with me from home. And let me tell you why I do that if you're a new listener. Because no gun signs are worthless. Most signs are worthless. Stop signs are worthless if you don't want to pay attention to the stop sign. How many people are killed every year when somebody blows through a stop sign or a red light or fails to yield at the yield sign? I could go on and on and on, but I think you get my point. Signs are really only paid attention to by the people that want to pay attention to the signs. There's a sign right on my studio door. On the Daily Defense Studios and the Monster Broadcast Studios, 6 days a week I bring you this program in some iteration. And it says, no food or drink allowed in studio. So I have fun with it every single day. And I love the emails I get from you. Never stop reminding people of that. Then you get the bonehead that says, yeah, I get it. I listen every day. Well, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to lots of people. And I want to continue to drive that point home. No gun signs are worthless. Why? Because criminals don't pay attention to signs. Now, I'm not violating a law by bringing in a cup of coffee or a glass of ice water into the studio and walking past that sign. I am possibly, if you want to really get down into the weeds, I guess I could be, creating a problem. I know why the sign exists. Very expensive equipment in these studios. If I were to knock something over, all you would hear is, pfft. That'd be it. Me, we'd have to be buying a whole bunch of new equipment. So I get that. But I'm careful because I'm a responsible coffee drinker. Just like you're a responsible gun owner. You see how we could take this? But you get my point. That's why I do that. And those of you who send the emails, I'm not going to stop reminding people of that. It's a simple way to remind people that really signs really don't are ineffective, quite frankly. I hope you don't blow past stop signs. You get my point. I'm talking particularly about no gun signs. They're worthless. Why? Because criminals blow right past them. In fact, when a criminal sees a no gun sign, that's the place they want to go and blow right past the sign. So it's my way, just metaphorically speaking. I have the funniest story to tell you today. I was cracking up. I love when stuff like this happens. Let me just say this. I've lost a lot of weight over the last few months. I'm proud of that. Down about 4 waist sizes. Dropped nearly 40 pounds. Nutrisystem ought to be calling me for some time. Reach out to me. You know how to get a hold of me. But it's true. Eat the food, lose the weight. It's worked. It absolutely has worked. But needless to say, well, some of my clothes don't fit. In particular, suits and sport coats, right? Golly, you don't go out and buy another suit. As long as you're not buying something off the rack over at Penny's, you're spending a few $100 easy. Some you can go up into thousands if you want to. I don't. I think it's worthless, but I know people who do. But I don't have to be in a suit all day. So I have a few blazers, jackets that need to be altered here because I've lost some weight. So I took one of them down to Joseph A. Banks today in Kennesaw, Georgia. And I walked in and I said, hey, guys, I got to get this thing. Can you guys help me out? I've got to get this thing altered. Guy, I put it on. He says, oh, boy, you've lost a lot of weight. He says, for us to do it, you're not going to get it back in time. And quite frankly, he says, probably going to cost you about $100. He said, you'd be better off waiting until next Tuesday to buy 2 blazers and get one free for, you know, $150 on up. I said, nah, I'm not into that. So the guy gave me a name of a guy upstairs in the mall. He says, go upstairs. This guy, it's all he does is alterations, professional alterations. So I did. I went upstairs. Walked in. I was the only one in there. And he says to me in almost like an island accent, he was the coolest guy in the world. He goes, how you doing today, man? I said, I'm doing great. I said, here's my deal. Can you help me out? He says, put the coat on. So I put the coat on. He goes, yeah, man, I can help you out. He goes, you buy your clothes too big or did you lose some weight? I said, no, I lost some weight. So he starts pinning up the back of the jacket. You know, he gets over to underneath my left arm. He's doing his deal. He moves over to underneath my right arm. I said, that's a little bit tight. Can you loosen that up? He goes, sure, sure. And he starts running his hand down the side of my thing, and he lands right smack on my firearm. He looks at me, and he says, that's your phone, right? And I looked in the mirror at him. I said, yeah, that's my phone. He says, do you carry your phone every day? I said, I carry my phone everywhere I go. I never leave my cave without my phone. He laughed. He said, okay. He says, we're going to move this over here and give you enough room so the jacket doesn't impede or the phone doesn't impede the jacket. He says, it'll perfect. It will work just perfect. I was cracking up. Then he turns to me and he says, now we both know that's not a phone. He says, are you law enforcement? I said, no. I'm a private citizen. I work in the self-defense field and firearms community. He says, oh, man, I love that. Love that. He says, I would never think of going anywhere without my firearm. So he gave me a great discount and charged me $34 to alter the coat. And I thought it was wonderful. And I thought about you. Because that's real America. And he gets it. And he understands. And he altered my coat specifically for the fact that I carry a firearm. Well, you know. We called it a phone. And guess what? He wasn't petrified. He didn't freak out. He didn't ask me to leave. He didn't call the authorities. We started talking about what kind of gun we carry, why we carry, and so forth. And it just made me think about all the hysterical, and again, I go right back to the media because it's all media driven. Everything, all the hysteria that we hear and see all day is media driven. You'd think the country was hating each other if that's all you did was watch the media. If you parachuted in here from outer space from a capsule somewhere and landed in the middle of America and flipped on the tube, that's what you would think. Houston showed us that that's not true. Naples, Florida, where I will be next week, showed us that that's not just Naples, all of Florida. I say Naples because Trump was down there today with his beautiful wife, our first lady, passing out food that he brought and paid for. Real America. Real America. And it's encouraging. It really, truly is encouraging. And I have some other encouraging things, too, because I got a whole bunch. But I wanted to pass that story along, too. I thought that was kind of neat, and I wanted to tell you the story. I thought it was kind of cool. I got an email here from John Dennert. Mark, do you have any advice for responsibly armed Americans going to help with disaster relief? I'm leaving this afternoon with a small group of people from my church to head to Naples, Florida, to help out for several days. Thanks in advance. Keep up the great work, John. Yeah, John, I do. Follow the law of the state you're going to. Now, you don't say where you're coming from. Simply follow the state, the law of the state you're going to. You have a responsibility, if you carry your firearm, to understand. And again, this is states' rights. I could take this all the way to national reciprocity, but I won't do that just for the sake of this email. You have a responsibility to know the laws of the state that you will be in, because those are the laws that pertain to you while you are within that state's borders. Unlike some of the garbage you're hearing from the left, all these dangerous people with lax gun laws, you're going to be they have to follow the laws of the state they are in. So, John, my advice to you is Florida's very gun-friendly. Feel free carrying your firearm, but understand in Florida you cannot open carry. The gun's not supposed to print. Carry the gun concealed. Concealed means concealed. Make sure your permit is reciprocal, and you will be just fine. Your guns are welcome in the state of Florida. Great email. I do like that. Thanks for the opportunity to answer that. Got another one over here. I got a bunch of them. I probably will be able to take them into the second segment also. This one comes from Carrie Carlson. Mark, my name is Carrie Carlson, and Clayton Berkland recommended I email you. I don't know Clayton, but Clayton, thank you for the recommendation. I am flying to SLC, that would be Salt Lake City, in 2 weeks for the Well-Armed Woman Conference on Delta. I am planning, this is a great question too. I am planning on traveling with my firearm. My concern, which I haven't received any answer from Delta about, and you won't, good luck, is that my return flight gets into MSP, Minneapolis St. Paul, at 11:45 on Sunday night. Am I going to have any difficulty retrieving my bag from the special baggage counter? Thank you so much for your time. Sincerely, Carrie. Carrie, wow, what a great question. And I'm going to be honest with you right up front. I don't know. I'm going to lean in the direction of probably not. Here's why. One of three things will more than likely happen. Really two. There will either be someone there, which will shock you, no doubt, or there won't. If there's not, the bag will be taken and sat outside or inside that unopened or that unlocked office where oversized bags and everything else come in, if there's not someone there. So I don't think you're not going to be able to retrieve your firearm. However, I can't tell you that with confidence. That's a great question, something that we're going to look into. I've actually never thought about that. And I've never had that question posed to me before. Now, the last flight that I took came out of MSP. So I can visualize everything that you're talking about there. Because I, too, flew Delta. So a great question. We're going to look into that. And if you're paying attention to the radio program on the Monster broadcast, I hope to be able to answer that. If I don't answer it on the Sunday program coming up, heck, I might even be able to answer it for you tomorrow. But I love the question. That really is a good one. Is it going to be there? What's going to happen? Is there going to be somebody there with Delta's new policy? When we come back, for those of you who don't know exactly what I'm talking about relative to that policy, I'll explain it in the next segment and then move on to a couple other great emails and a couple other topics I want to talk to you about. Back right after this. It's the dead of the night and you're abruptly woken by the sound of glass shattering. Is someone in your house? You reach over and unlock your nightstand safe and your hand closes around your handgun. Its weight feels familiar in your hand. It's been there before. Your training kicks in and the rest is a blur. You protect your family from an intruder who intended to cause them harm or worse. You take a deep sigh of relief. Yes, your family is shaken up, but they're safe and they're alive. But when the police arrive, they won't immediately hail you as a hero. In fact, you'll probably be forcefully questioned and possibly arrested. Keeping your family safe doesn't stop once the smoke clears. Knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police is the single most important thing you can discover today that could mean the difference between freedom and a jail cell. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now to claim your copy of the USCCA's free guide that'll uncover the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. That's armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Get your free guide, the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, back at you. The previous email about Delta is going to have to wait for just a second until I can put on my other pair of glasses. If you're listening to the spots in between the breaks, there's very important information out there. Look, I know the vast majority of you listening to Armed American Radio are either thinking about carrying a firearm or you are carrying a firearm. There's just no in-between. And there's some very, it's the single most personal decision you will ever make. Save for maybe saying, maybe we should have kids. That's seriously how important this is. You're talking about putting a deadly tool on your hip to be able to use it to defend your life. It's a life and death decision. And if you're ever woken up in the middle of the night, say you bought that gun, now what? Now you're woken up in the middle of the night. Glass is shattered. The door's kicked in. Somebody's in your house. You grab your firearm. Your training kicks in. If you've had training, it kicks in. The rest is just a blur. You protect your family from that intruder who intended to cause you or them harm or even worse. And that intruder is now lying on your floor. It's not a pretty sight. But you're able to take a deep sigh of relief, suck in some oxygen. You're all shaken up, so is your family. But you're safe and you're alive. Now the cops come because 911's been called because that's what you have to do. They're going to start asking you questions. They don't know who this person is. They want to know what happened. They're not going to hail you as a hero. Not right away, anyway. But you will probably be forceful. You will be forcefully questioned. You could even be arrested. So you need to know exactly what you should and should not say to the police. It's the single most important thing you can discover, and I can show you today what that is, what those six things are. And it could mean, those six things could mean the difference between freedom and a jail cell. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. Claim your copy of the USCCA's free guide that'll uncover the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. It's free. It's right there on the website. In fact, I just got off the website a little while ago. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Claim that free USCCA guide, the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. Believe me. It's a great read, too. It's fascinating stuff. You carry a gun, you need to know these things. Most people forget that stuff. They don't even think about it. We're here to remind you. All right, go back to that email from the individual asking about Delta. That was a great email. Carrie, a wonderful email. I'd actually never thought about that. What happens after hours? I don't think anybody's ever posed that question to me, and I just never dawned on me. I generally don't fly late. It's not an issue. So really something to think about. We're going to find out for you. We're going to try to get some answers from Delta themselves. I know how to do that, so I'm going to work my way in there and try to figure that out. But what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, if you're unfamiliar with flying with a firearm, Delta changed its policy after the psychopath lunatic loser down in Fort Lauderdale opened fire in the airport back last year. A few months ago, forgive me, I forget when it was. Time flies. It was either early this year or last year. And they changed their policy. Used to be you checked your bag in, you declared your firearm following the, and I won't go into the TSA regulations now, but you followed the TSA regulations and guidelines. You checked your bag in, the bag went through screening, you went on your way, the bag went in the belly of the aircraft. You picked it up just like you would always pick up your gun or pick up your bag with the gun in it anywhere, right on the baggage carousel. Didn't make any difference that your gun was in it. It had already gone through screening. You picked up your bag and you left. Simple as that. Delta began zip-tying bags shortly after that incident. That's right. Zip-tying the bag in your presence, and the bag no longer comes off on the carousel where you normally pick it up, but it gets sent over to either what they call the oversized bag area or the baggage storage area outside the regular carousel. You have to go over there, identify yourself, show a driver's license. They will zip tie your bag with giant zip ties, kid you not, and then hand you your bag. So the question is, well, what happens if I get there at, you know, quarter to midnight? What happens if there's nobody there? That was the assumption, I'm assuming. Of course it was. It's 11:45 p.m. Is there going to be somebody there? Either somebody's going to be there and it's going to flow like it normally would. You get your bag zip tied and off you go. Or someone's not going to be there, and the bag comes in on the carousel because nobody's there to not put it on the carousel, so it comes in normally. or somebody's not going to be there and the bag was set over there by the baggage area, by the baggage claim area, but not on the carousel. One of those three things is going to happen. I don't know which one it's going to be. Great question. We'll figure that out. But that's the context in which that email was written and what it means. But we'll go there and we'll figure it out on another program. I might even have something for you tomorrow. All right. Now I got, coincidentally, another email from Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And this comes in from a faithful listener who wants to remain anonymous because I am going to read it. Greetings from Minnesota. I'm a transplant to Minnesota and a fairly new listener to AAR, so I was surprised and happy to hear your monster broadcast from the State Fair. I do vaguely remember the guns on a stick from many years ago. I have lived in Minnesota for 24 years now. It's really too bad they were banned from the fair. It's a riot as far as I'm concerned. But the listener says it's really too bad they were banned from the fair. Do you think it'd be possible to have the Second Amendment on a stick instead? Just a thought. By the way, I'd like a copy of the meatloaf recipe, if you please. Yes, of course you would. And I will be more than happy to get it to you. Thank you in advance for the recipe and for all you do in support and defense of our gun rights. God bless. And then goes the writer goes on to say, if by some odd chance you decide to read this on air, I prefer to remain anonymous. Well, I did decide to read it on air. That's a great email. I appreciate you sending it. And you, dear listener and letter writer, shall remain anonymous as you signed it, a faithful listener. Thank you very much for the email. Great idea. The Patriot runs this broadcast. Maybe we can get some ideas from you in Minneapolis or Minnesota, anywhere if you have, maybe not in Minneapolis, but anywhere you happen to be in Minnesota. And we'll talk with 1280 The Patriot. There has been some movement on that gun on a stick, by the way, and it was positive. So I don't have all the details yet, but you never know. We may see the return of it next year. And rightfully so, faithful listener, it might come up as Second Amendment on a stick. But they apparently found out that we were told, well, it's impossible not to. We were beaming the show out from right there on the midway, and we were laughing and joking about the fair knocking out our gun on a stick, which I thought was just silly. But it is evidence of the times that we live in today, isn't it? Good heavens. All right, let's go to another email. Let's see. We have, Gene Rossi writes in, and this is a good one, too, because we've been talking about national reciprocity. Barry Loudermilk, one of the sponsors, co-sponsors of the National Reciprocity Bill, was on the program not long ago. Barry Loudermilk, of course, Representative Loudermilk from Georgia's 11th Congressional District. And we just recently had Thomas Massey. I love Thomas Massey. He's so laid back. Such a cool guy. He is the chairman of the Second Amendment Caucus. Thomas Massey is. And we were talking with him about H.R. 38. We were talking with him also about his bill, 2909, the D.C. Reciprocity Act. Gene Rossi writes in a little note that says, getting closer. Well, there have been three more sponsors, co-sponsors, added to the already 200-plus long list of representatives sponsoring this bill. So, Gene, you're right. We are getting closer. We're going to make this happen. Hang tight. Put your seatbelt on. Might be a little rocky ride. We got a couple of leaders, and if you want to call them leaders, in the Republican Party that, well, they like to say they're friendly to you, but so far they haven't acted that way. When we come back, Kevin Starrett from Oregon Firearms Federation will be here. Got a couple things I want to knock out with you, and then we're going to talk with him about some of those enhanced protection orders and due process. Fascinating conversation upcoming. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, back in the studios with you. Crazy, crazy, crazy week it's been. Crazy week it's been. Sean down in Dallas, Tejas. How you doing down there in Texas?
I am very tired.
I bet you are. You know, I got a couple emails, you know, sending you some big accolades when we had the little weather mishap, if you would, the other day from, you know, the remnants of Irma. And people were thrilled. Hey, man, Sean did a great job. So I want to thank you. I didn't get a good chance yesterday. I read a couple emails, or read one email in particular. But thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Keeping anytime, things moving, you know, it's while good we to were, be able you know, to do that if you need it to be. That way, you know, there's constant continuation of the show instead of trying to go from back to you, you know. So,
well, you know, it happened. Those things happen in real time, and when they happen in real time, you got to be able to react in real time. And you did. You reacted in real time. You know. All right, we have Kevin Starrett on the phone. Is
yes.
that right? Kevin, welcome to the program, Oregon Firearms Federation. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Hey, man. First of all, thanks for coming on here on short notice. I caught a piece today that made me think about you immediately. And I thought, man, I got to call you and I got to get you on this program to talk about it, because you are literally living the nightmare. I'd like to be able to say you were living the dream. Okay? But the dream you're living is a nightmare, and it's turning into a nightmare more and more and daily in Oregon as the anti-gun stuff comes out. But guns.com put a piece up back in August. And we've talked about it on the program before. I think we talked about it with you before. But your governor actually signed the gun confiscation bill into law. And if you would, please enlighten listeners to Armed American Radio about the law that she has already signed into law, that is now law where you live.
Well, actually, it doesn't take effect until January, and there is an effort on going on now to refer it to the ballot so that people can vote on it. And if you're an Oregon resident and you want to be involved in that, you can go to a website that's repeal719.com and learn a lot about it, but also download a petition that you can sign to send back to the petitioners. And basically what it says is this. It says that if someone in your family or someone in your household decides that they think that you're dangerous or suicidal, they can go to court, tell the judge they think you're dangerous, and that's it. That's all they have to do. They don't have to prove anything. Now, they have to swear an affidavit that what they're saying is true, but there's no proof required. Then the police show up at your door and say, you've got 24 hours to turn in your guns, period. There's zero due process. There's no notification. You don't know about this. You don't know this is happening until the police arrive. And one of the things that can qualify you to get one of the, what they call an extreme risk protection order, you can be qualified to get one of these simply because you purchased a gun legally within the last 6 months. If you've ever had a DUI in your life, you can have one of these sworn against you. And in Oregon, where pot is legal, you can have one of these sworn out against you if you use marijuana. And the only recourse you have is after the police have stolen your property and humiliated you in front of your neighbors, you then can, at your own expense, go to court and try to prove that you're not dangerous, which, of course, is impossible. And this bill was sponsored by a Republican senator and sold to us as a way to prevent suicide. There's not a single word in the bill that addresses suicide at all. And in fact, when an amendment was offered to the bill that would have required that some minimal effort be made to get help for a person who is suicidal, the committee refused to even hear it. It is confiscation, pure and simple.
It absolutely is. And let me tell you, thank you for setting that up, that confiscation bill, because that's what it is. And we're talking about ex parte. We're talking about maybe a spouse or significant other or somebody else close to you that this law allows to go to a judge without your knowledge. That's ex parte, and say, hey, this guy, boom, 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 I don't want him to have a gun. Now, you don't even know that you're at work. You don't even know this hearing's occurring. Am I wrong in that assessment?
No, that's exactly correct. And there's so many bad things with this bill that it's hard to know where to start. But one of the things that's particularly bizarre about it is when a person gets a restraining order against another person, it's understood that those people can't be near each other. All right, if you can no longer live in the home of someone who's gotten a restraining order against you. Well, in that case, at least some effort's being made, if a person's truly dangerous, to keep them away from the person they're a danger to. Well, under this bill, there's nothing like that. The request for this confiscation is made by somebody who lives with you and continues to live with you. And there's no one's taken into custody. No one's restrained in any way. Nothing happens except guns are confiscated. And of course, I mean, I met with my sheriff a few weeks ago. He wasn't even aware that this bill had been signed. He read the bill for the first time an hour before I got to the meeting, and he was stunned by it. He said, I have no idea how I'm supposed to enforce this thing. You know, they show up at my house and they say, give me your guns. And I say, I don't have any guns. What do they do then? Well, they can search the house, but can they force me to open my safe? Well, they can't do that. Can they cart it off? Well, they don't even know what's in there. And so I say, okay, here's my gun, and the 30 other guns that are in my safe stay there. They have no way of knowing what you own. They have no way of knowing where those things are. So imagine somebody who actually is a little bit dangerous. Now they're going to be really dangerous, and the people who are living with them have no protection. And if they're genuinely suicidal, there's no attempt made to get them any help at all. And that's why the suggestion that this was about suicide is a colossal fraud.
All right, let me dig a little bit. I'm going to go into the weeds a little bit further with you here. Let me read something here from the piece at guns.com talking about this. And here's a quote. The new law will establish a process for obtaining an order issued by a judge in a civil court prohibiting the subject from possessing or buying firearms or ammo for 1 year. Now, please, listen carefully to what I'm reading you. It grants police enforcing such orders the power to search for and seize guns that were not surrendered or stored with a third party, such as a gun dealer. The subject of the order, this is where those who support the bill, which are every anti-gunner on the block, every single person that hates your gun rights, that is in the business of controlling guns, loves this. And you have to ask yourself why. Well, you don't, because I'm going to tell you right now. Here's the way they worm through it, because they call it common sense. Here's what they like to say. Oh, no, it's not bad. It's only designed for this. Nobody's going to use this to confiscate someone's guns who shouldn't have them confiscated. You know why? Because they say this. The subject of the order has 30 days to request a hearing to keep their firearms, which must be held within 21 days. So they're going to take your stuff and then tell you it's okay to request a hearing to maybe get your stuff back. We don't do that in America, number one. Here's the one that gets me, Kevin. Those filing fake orders could be imprisoned for up to a year or pay a fine of up to $6,250 or both. Well, gosh, that proves to me that they're serious and sincere, that they really are. You know, there's no way to fake it, because if you do fake it, you're going to be in prison for up to a year and get fined up to $6,250. But it poses one simple question to my simple mind. How the hell do you know? And how will you ever prove that that person did that intentionally?
Of course you can't. And here you have to remember, in Oregon, we have judges in Oregon, and you may have read about this. I think we may have discussed it at one point. We've got one judge, a guy named Kenneth Walker. He's in Portland, who has said in open court that he believes nobody, not even a police officer, should be allowed to own a gun. Absolutely nobody. And that every gun should be put on a barge and dumped in the ocean. Now, imagine if the person requesting this order gets in front of a judge like that. There is no judge in Oregon that's going to say no to these things, because there's no reason for them to say no. And in Oregon, judges who are supposed to be elected, in fact, are never elected. They're always appointed by the governor. And we've got a governor who's on Mike Bloomberg's payroll. So what chance does a person have? And where is this principle that you get punished and humiliated and then at your own expense go attempt to prove that you're – and how do you prove you're not dangerous? If somebody in your family goes and says, he told me he was going to kill himself, how do you prove that that isn't the case? It's absolutely insane.
I can tell you how you prove it. You can't. It's impossible to do. It is literally your word against someone else's. And we, as we all know, everything can be twisted around. When we come back, we're going to continue this fascinating conversation. And the reason I wanted to bring it up is because the American Bar Association is now, who are committed to due process, as of today, are now weighing in on this. Back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Responsibly armed Americans, if you ever have to use a firearm that you have in your house to defend your family from an intruder or any other case for that matter, 911 will be called anytime there's a firearm involved. Even if the gun is just pulled, even if it's not fired, the cops will be there, 911 will be called, and there will be an investigation, period. You're alive because of your firearm. I get that. You get that. Your family gets that. But when the cops get there, they're not going to immediately hail you as the hero. You will be forcefully questioned. You could even be arrested. Understand that. But keeping your family safe does not stop once the smoke clears, okay? You have to know exactly what you should and should not say to the police. It's the single most important thing you can discover, and I can show you how to do it today, and it can mean the difference between freedom and a jail cell. ArmedandResponsible.com. Right now, claim your copy of the USCCA's free guide that will uncover for you the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. It's completely free. It's right there on the website. That's ArmedandResponsible.com, ArmedandResponsible.com. Hey, Kevin, welcome back. I'm talking with Kevin Starrett from Oregon Firearms Federation. Kevin, I found that clip of that judge. Care to play it real quick?
Sure.
Let's listen to this.
As the law allows people to own and use guns, if it were left up to me, from what I've seen in 65 years of living in the communities that I have, if I could, I would take all the guns in America, put them on big barges, and go dump them in the ocean. Nobody would have a gun. Not police, not security, not anybody. We should eliminate all of them. We could save 33,000 people a year if we didn't have guns in this country. Australia, after a major shooting, rounded up all the guns, and they haven't had near the death that we do here in this country. I just saw last night a statistic that 11,000 people in America are murdered each year, and another 20,000 commit suicide with guns. They are a scourge of this country, and no one should have one, as far as I'm concerned. There's no defense to guns. There's just absolutely no reason to have them. But it is the right of the people in this country to own and possess them, and I will not say anything to affect that right.
He won't?
The man's a loser. Okay. I mean, he's an
That's laughable.
Yeah. And there were dozens of official complaints against him. And, of course, the Judicial Review Commission said, no, he's told that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Here's a guy who said he despises one of the principal parts of the Bill of Rights. And he's meeting out justice to people who come through his courtrooms. It's terrifying. But I should point out that to make it even crazier, this bill, where somebody who's totally unqualified can make an accusation saying that you're mentally ill, this bill forbids a mental health professional from assessing you. If you are assessed by a mental health professional and they say you are perfectly fine, the court may not consider that assessment.
All right, so if I'm and I know it's rhetorical, but I have to go here. So a mentally ill spouse could claim you were mentally ill to get back at you and strike first, preemptive, in a horrible custody dispute, no?
Of course. Now imagine abusive husband, right? He goes to court. His wife or future ex-wife is terrified of him. He goes to court and says she's suicidal. Now he's guaranteed that she can't protect herself against his abuse. This is exactly what it is. Plus, now they say your guns have to be turned over to a third party within 24 hours. Well, in Oregon, that's almost impossible now because in 2015 they passed a law banning the private transfer of firearms. So now transferring firearms is a massive production, certainly not something that you can do in 24 hours. And if you happen to own a Class 3 firearm or something else that's restricted by the NFA, you can't transfer that at all. And we asked the cops, we said, what are you going to do? You can't have those guns. And they said, we have no idea.
Yeah, take a listen to this. The AB, the reason I wanted to call you and get you on here today is because your governor recently signed this into law. And as you said, it goes into effect in January, but it's been signed by your governor. Now there's a fight. And you're either going to win that fight or you're going to lose that fight. And if you lose that fight, this crap goes into effect January 1st, December 31st at midnight. Or
yeah,
you're listening right now. I mean,
The fight is not going to end then. I mean, if the attempt to get it on the ballot fails, that's not the end of the fight, believe me. Unfortunately, the fight is going to be very, very long and unbelievably expensive. But it's not going to end because the fact is as this law starts becoming applied to people, we're now going to have opportunities to demonstrate the absurdity of it and how unconstitutional it is. But it's going to be people are going to have to suffer before it happens. We discussed with our attorneys the possibility of just fighting it on its face, just opposing it because it's unconstitutional, and they said, yep, we can do that. 5 years and $5 million. The other option is to wait till it's applied. And as it starts, you know, most of the sheriffs in our state don't know that this is in effect. The Sheriff's Association did not testify on the bill. They offered submitted no testimony. They obviously did not tell their members about it. A lot of local police departments don't know about it. When this thing takes effect and these cops are blindsided and all of a sudden they get an order from a judge saying, go to somebody's house and take away his guns. Oh, but he didn't commit a crime. And we don't have a mental health hold on him, and he's not being taken into custody. I think what's going to happen then are cops are going to start saying, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, well, let's face it. Look, cops are your neighbors. They're your relatives. All right. This is this is not going to work. It's not workable. But again, to the liberal, lunatic, progressive, dopey, violent left, militant left, they don't care. Here's why I wanted to call you today. Forbes is out with a piece just yesterday. The title is the ABA, American Bar Association, is committed to due process unless you're a gun owner. Here's part of what it says. That's why it was troubling While that might seem like a good policy, meaning these gun violence restraining orders, in theory, it should concern anyone who cares about due process and protecting constitutional rights. That's why it was troubling when at the 2017 American Bar Association annual meeting, the ABA House of Delegates formally adopted Resolution 118B, which urges state governments to put in place GVROs, gun violence restraining orders, which enable law enforcement to search for and seize a person's lawfully possessed arms on the theory that they may pose a danger to themselves or others. Now, it goes on, and the piece gets more disturbing as you go down a little bit farther into it. But part of what bothers me is, but most states lack any reliable way of knowing who does and does not own guns, and thus someone could suddenly find his home torn apart by police in search of weapons that may not even exist. That person may not even know about the circumstances leading to the order. And it says and I'll finalize it with this. The ABA believes that a GVRO would be brought at the behest of law enforcement, family, or other community members. An unaccountable civilian, therefore, could report their neighbor who, for whatever reason, is a little creepy. If a GVRO is issued, police then show up at the neighbor's house and confiscate his guns. That creates an unacceptable potential for abuse and increases that already substantial threat of constitutional violations. For the ABA, made up of trial attorneys, to support this should frighten every single American. I don't care what your political stripe is.
Oh, and when you think about the precedence it sets, you know, they can confiscate my guns. But, you know, as I said earlier, you can have your guns confiscated for a DUI you had 10 years ago, but they let you keep your car, you know. But simple act of having legally purchased a gun makes you qualified to be considered mentally ill and have your property confiscated. And as you pointed out, and we pointed out over and over again, from a practical standpoint, how is this done?
They kick in doors. That's the only way it could happen. I hesitate. I don't want to believe that our neighbors and our law enforcement personnel would actually do that. Unfortunately, there are probably some that would. All right, Kevin, we're getting ready to close this one out. Please tell people where they can find your organization and join it. You got about 10 seconds.
OregonFirearms.org. Everything you need to know is there. And if it's not, call or write, and we're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for everything that you do. Oregon residents, please, please stay up on this stuff. We're going to continue to report it to you as we get more information. As we see dopey headlines like this, we'll bring you the information. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it all again tomorrow because we can, because I love it, and because I care about you. Until then, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.